Our guest of the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack, and she is the proprietor of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. Good morning, Velvet.
Good morning, John Mark.
Velvet sent me an article on the benefits of socialization. Not socialism. Socialization. I saw a clip on television the other day. A fellow was asking a young woman about what she thought about socialism, and she said, well, I think it's very important to socialize. We're socializing right now.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah, and when we consider wellness, a lot of us don't really think about our social interaction as being a part of our wellness.
Right. Well, that's what this is about. It is about wellness. I didn't read this book, but I read a lot about it a few years ago. A fellow named Robert Putnam published a book called Bowling Alone.
Oh.
And it was referring to the loss of community in our culture.
Yeah.
And so we've been thinking about this for quite some time, but ironically, we talk about social media, but in some respects, social media tends to decrease actual person-to-person, face-to-face interaction.
Right. And as the article says, it's really important to have that person-to-person, face-to-face, contact-to-contact. That's really what we're talking about here today when it comes to wellness and our physical connection and our socialization.
In fact, we'll jump ahead to that particular point. Face-to-face contact makes us more resilient to stress.
Yes, absolutely. And worry and anxiety, because when we have that face-to-face contact, our neurological system actually releases a cocktail of neurotransmitters. And one of the main neurotransmitters in this is dopamine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Provides a natural high.
Yeah, like morphine, but better.
And can also even reduce pain. So the effect of socialization on health, it seems to be pretty well documented. This is a very good article from Medical News Today that Velvet sent me. They point out we tend to put a lot of effort into the things that are vital to us. And communication, it is pointed out, is so important that we've developed all kinds of tools.
And some of those tools have actually taken us away from being able to connect. But if we can develop, I think that's why we have so many groups, grief share.
Yeah.
We have cancer centers now that understand that cancer patients actually do better when they have physical contact. So they develop a support group. So support groups, interaction with clubs, your church organizations, those all help us to stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
And to really hone in how important this is, we even realize this with our small infants. There's a thing called failure to thrive. And if we're not socially interacting with a newborn infant or even a young infant, and we just leave it to its own defenses, it's actually a thing called failure to thrive. And a child can actually die from not having contact.
Mm. We're talking with Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator, and we're talking about the importance of being socialization. And we've talked about face-to-face contact. Socialization is good for brain development.
Yes.
And preservation.
Right, exactly. And so that's why it's so key when we're getting older that we do get in these groups, because that helps to make our brain more resilient. And we actually get to, our memory increases when we're connecting too.
There's reference to the benefits of exercising in a group. And there are benefits to exercising in a group that people don't get when they do it by themselves.
That's true. And I think a little bit of that has with competition. So I actually think that a little bit of competition is good for us. I think that's why the healthy habits really kick in when we're around our friends. The article even talks about that. You know, if you're going out to lunch with your girlfriends, you might tend to eat a little bit healthier than if you were by yourself.
There's something called blue zones that have been identified in the world where people live exceptionally long lives. And they found that those in those areas, that they tend to be highly socially active.
Right. And they have a lot of health benefits because they are socially interactive. But they also have a deeper sense of community, too, in those zones.
Mm-hmm. Of course, some people are naturally introverted.
Well, yeah. And it's great to be by ourselves. Like, I would tend to be an extrovert, people would call. But I really love going within, getting that silence, giving myself a break. But when I'm with people, I like them as a sounding board. I like hearing new insights. I think that's what makes the balance really nice, is that when we have that balance of social interaction, we're able to listen better. And when we listen better, we're able to glean those insights and awareness a little better.
So it's one thing for us to say that there's health benefits to social interaction, being a social person, but what do you do with that if you're not, if you find that you are not as socially connected as you should be? I think you've kind of hinted at some things that you can do.
Right. Well, if you tend to be one of these people who like to be by yourself, it's okay. Just make sure that on an occasion that you get out, call a friend. Even if you can't have that face-to-face, do the voice-to-voice. Mm. Call a friend. Don't text a friend, right? I think texting has really kind of pulled us away from that a little bit. Go out to lunch with a friend once in a while. You know, go for a walk in a park where other people are. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have a particular person that you're making contact with. Just be with people, and be with people that the energy is going to be uplifting and positive, because that has an impact on you as well.
Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Velvet Womack, our wellness commentator and proprietor of Balanced Nutrition in Rockwall. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.